We turn now to our weekly look ahead at what's happening at the Iowa State House, and legislative correspondent Joyce Russell is with me now. Hi, Joyce.
Hello, Sarah.
So as we heard a moment ago, property taxes will be a big focus this week. Now, remind us why Governor Branstad has been so focused on cutting property taxes in particular as opposed to some other tax cut.
Well, everyone agrees that commercial property taxes have grown disproportionately compared to other classes of property. So they've got that common ground. The governor has that common ground to work with. Democrats are on board with cutting commercial property taxes. But that's pretty much where the common ground ends. They disagree on how to do that. And maybe more significantly, Governor Branstad also wants more comprehensive property tax reform, including residential property taxes.
So what are the prospects for compromise?
Well, the average person hearing this might say, well, everybody agrees on commercial property taxes, so why don't they just focus on that and get that done? I asked that in a news conference a couple of weeks ago. I asked Republican House Speaker Craig Paulson that, and he said, so do you mean why don't we just cave? And so that kind of answered my question. However, both sides are talking about going through the required protocol to get a property tax bill in conference committee. That's where you have a small group of lawmakers. It's 10 people instead of 150 people trying to agree to something. And if that happens, that would have to be considered more progress than they've gotten in the past when the two parties have tried to agree on property taxes. Still, I can't stress that enough that it isn't going to be easy. Last week, we got what I'm calling the first official prediction that they're probably not going to wrap up by their scheduled adjournment on May 3rd. Here's what Speaker Paulson said when we asked him about adjourning on time.
It would require the pace to quicken dramatically, I think, for that to happen.
Which is always an unlikely prospect at the State House. It looks like lawmakers are getting somewhere, though, on education reform. How soon might a bill be landing on the governor's desk?
Well, education reform is now in conference committee, unlike the property tax bill. So now those people are banging heads trying to reach an agreement. It's too early to predict when that might happen.
And meanwhile, Republicans and Democrats continue to negotiate school funding. Are Republicans going to keep holding their ground on this one? You know, they've insisted that education reform and education funding need to be handled all at once.
Well, basic school funding is now in both the House and Senate ed reform bills that the conference committee is working to resolve. So whether or not you think it's a good idea to mix up basic school aid with new policies for schools, whether or not you agree with that, that train has left the station. And now how much basic state aid schools are going to get next year is a great big bargaining chip now in the ed reform bill.
Last week, the Senate failed to confirm two out of three of Governor Branstad's nominees to the Iowa Board of Regents. And that, of course, came after a Senate panel first declined to give those two its stamp of approval as well. Is there any news on a new set of nominations?
No, not yet. But in the meantime, Sarah, we've seen two additional board appointments that have bitten the dust. The governor withdrew two appointments last week. Nick Wagner, who he had nominated for a seat on the Utilities Board, and he's a former Republican state lawmaker, and also former Democratic state lawmaker Tom Riley, who the governor wanted to serve on the State Transportation Commission. For Mr. Wagner, there were some concerns about not providing enough geographical diversity on the Utilities Board. Also, he was prominently in favor of nuclear power. That kind of made him a lightning rod. But for Tom Riley, Republicans said all they said was they needed more time to consider his appointment. They did not spell out any objections. And so that led many people to speculate that rejecting Riley was payback for Democrats rejecting the two regions nominees. And we ran into Tom Riley last week. He was in Des Moines. He was making jokes about being collateral damage in the appointment wars.
The appointment wars coming soon to a theater near you. Last week, we heard about an 11th-hour attempt to pass legislation that would clamp down on payday loans. Why was that brought up so late in the session?
Well, that's a perennial issue for Iowa City Democrat Joe Bolcom. It's a cause that's dear to his heart, and he heads the Senate Ways and Means Committee, so he's free to bring the bill up again anytime he wants to. You know, there's also next year. This is a two-year General Assembly. So, and he says with property taxes and other issues, he's had a few other things on his plate this year.
And any other big new ideas surfacing at the last minute?
Well, not a big new idea, but a big old idea. There was a bill filed to expand Iowa's bottle deposit law very, very late in the session. Democrats had a hearing on that. They brought out the usual suspects. Environmentalists want the bill. Retailers, especially grocery stores, don't. And so it's not likely to go anywhere this session.
Okay. Well, thank you, Joyce.
Thank you, Sarah.